720 WGN. Mike Steven here with you until 11 o'clock. 312-981-7200, the phone and the text line. We always love to hear from you here in the Allstate Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue.
I think I hit it.
He came in a little early with the vocals, but I think I hit it. Nothing like a little poison on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, craft beer is all the rage these days. But with all the craft beer out there in the market, here's a question. Does the industry have a sexism problem? Josh Noel is a columnist for the Chicago Tribune. He asked this question today on chicagotribune.com. And he is here with us to talk about it. Josh, good to talk to you again, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
I am doing just fine. I always say that you have the best beat of any journalist. You cover beer. That's great.
Yeah, covering the beer scene in Chicago is pretty much a daily joy. So occasionally there's a nice little jolt of news like today.
That's right.
That makes it fun as well.
That's right. And talking about what happened today, you write about a situation that went down at Binny's in Lincoln Park, that huge Binny's in Lincoln Park. Basically, there was a commotion because they took some beer off the shelves, and the beer that they removed wasn't because the beer is bad tasting necessarily, but there were some problems with the artwork, with the labeling. Tell us what happened at the Lincoln Park Binny's.
So Sweetwater Brewing is one of the larger craft breweries in the States. They're out of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And they just began distribution in Chicago this week. And the first shipment of Sweetwater beer came to the Lincoln Park Binny's, came to all the Binny's. But at the Lincoln Park Binny's, the beer buyer there, who's he's quite well known in the in craft beer circles. He's a pretty outspoken guy. He's got a lot of opinions. He saw one of the labels on one of the beers. The beer is called Happy Ending, which I'll speak as freely as I wrote in the paper, is basically a reference to male orgasm.
Right.
After, I can say that on WGN Radio, right?
Yeah, sure. It's 9:40.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we get the idea.
We get the idea. So, Happy Ending, people generally know what that is, but it's the reference to male orgasm after, typically after a massage.
Right.
And the cliche is, you know, after a Asian, quote-unquote Asian massage. So, this Sweetwater beer label, the beer is called Happy Ending, and then the label and the artwork on the bottle included a box of tissues, which you can use your imagination what that's for. And then the silhouette of a geisha.
Mm-hmm.
So if you add all this up, it is pretty, I mean, it's undeniably sexual. And then other people would argue, and I think it's a pretty fair point, it's also quite sophomoric.
Right.
So this beer buyer at Binny's said that he just wasn't comfortable putting it on his shelves. One of his female employees said she wouldn't be comfortable recommending the beer to someone and mm-hmm. handing them that bottle and saying, here, take this home to your family.
Right.
So he decided that he wouldn't put it on the shelves. And the truth is the beer's quite good. It's an Imperial Stout, and Sweetwater's a very good brewery. Their beers, everything I've had has been, I would say, well above average. But it really wasn't about what was in the bottle. It was about the bottle. And as I say in the story, this is increasingly an issue in craft beer.
Yeah, why are we seeing this? Why are we seeing this kind of, as you say, sophomoric humor? And I agree. I mean, it's ridiculous that you have to put something like this on a beer label. Why are we seeing things like that, that increasingly you could say are sexist, potentially racist? Why are we seeing these labels pop up on beer bottles?
One of the people I interviewed in the story who owns a beer shop in the Twin Cities, He made a pretty sharp observation, I thought, which is that craft beer has grown exponentially. We're up to about, I think it's 3,500 breweries in the nation, and like 1,000 new breweries have opened in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So we're getting more breweries and more breweries and more breweries, often started by people with very limited understanding of marketing. Like they love beer and they're excited to talk beer and make beer and drink beer, but they maybe don't understand marketing quite as well. And they forget that their audience is actually quite diverse.
Right.
They some people, they don't think much past their 12-year-old male brain. And to be fair, despite the headline on the story, which, you know, asked the question of whether there is a sexism problem in craft beer, this is really the labels that can be construed as offensive are very, very much a drop in the bucket. They're a very, very small percentage of the labels that are out there. But that said, they are coming out with some degree of regularity. Every 6 months or so, people get up in arms because another label comes out and it shows a woman in some kind of state of undress or sexual pose. And a lot of people have just had enough and say there's just no reason for that.
You know, you bring up a point when you say that there are so many craft breweries out there now and there are so many different craft beers. Is this also sort of a ploy to stand out? Because I've talked to brewers before and they say, yeah, you know, this is a very saturated market, especially here in Chicago. You think about that Binney's in Lincoln Park, they've got like every beer on the planet that, you know, it seems like, as well as wine and champagne and other kinds of liquor. So how does one stand out in this marketplace? Is this a strategy to do that?
If it is, I would say it's a bad strategy. Mm-hmm. It's a very short-sighted strategy. As far as labels go, there's a Chicago brewery called Unané, French for, I think it's 1 year. And I would encourage everyone to Google the Unané label and look at that. It is the exact opposite of what we're talking about. It is white and has the number one, and then a three-word description of the beer. So it's standing out with its minimalism.
Yeah.
So you don't have to sort of pander to the lowest common denominator to stand out. There's all sorts of ways to do it. And, if they're trying to use these sort of grotesque and cheap images of women or anyone, to do it, it's a loose strategy. Is my opinion.
What about the folks at Sweetwater? What are they saying about this label and anything else that might be coming down the pipeline that's similar?
So this is an interesting wrinkle. Is if I can take one farther step back, there's a brew pub in Rockford called Pig Mines, and they had a beer label last year called the beer was called PD, which was stood for panty dropper, and the label showed a pair of female legs with her underwear around her ankles. And the implication was if she drinks this beer, she's going to get in the mood. Right.
Right.
So people complained and Pig Mines were not very receptive to the criticism. Let's put it that way. So that was almost the bigger deal, is the fact that Pig Mines wasn't open to the conversation. Sweetwater has taken the opposite tack. And when I raised the issue to the founder of Sweetwater this week, he fell on his sword immediately and said, look, we've never heard this criticism before. And we take it seriously. And we maybe didn't think this through enough. And we're going to make some changes.
Wow.
He didn't tell me what those changes were. Mm-hmm. But as a businessman, I mean, it was the exact right thing to say. It's kind of the old... It's not the crime that gets you in trouble. It's the cover up. Well, in this case, it's not necessarily the label. I think it's also how the brewery reacts to the criticism of the label. And what a lot of the people who were upset about the label wanted to hear was some degree of contrition. So Sweetwater was contrite, but again, this was just 2-3 days ago. And really, we'll see when they release Happy Ending next year, because it's a beer that's released once a year. We'll see what the label looks like. You know, will it have a box of tissues and a man, reaching orgasm on the label? We'll see. I mean, that's when we'll know if they really listen to the consumer.
Yeah, and it seems like, you're doing this and creating a label like this and this controversy, You're sort of alienating people before they even have a chance to taste the product, which is what this is all about, right? You want a good beer that people are going to enjoy. And if people are ticked off about the fact that the label is offensive, they're not even going to get to the beer. So you risk alienating a certain segment of your target demographic. And I think that doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, no, I would agree. That said, my understanding is that not that much of the beer came to Chicago, but it all basically sold out in a week because it is a well-regarded beer.
Mm-hmm.
But I interviewed a few women for the story, like women in craft beer, because I wanted to hear their perspective. And they, you know, the women that I talked to said, well, it was two women, but they both said that they weren't necessarily irate about the label itself. They didn't appreciate it. They didn't think it was funny. What upset them more was the fact that the beer was very clearly being marketed as something not for them, because it's obvious that kind of presentation is not really intended for a woman. Probably no woman's going to pick up that bottle and look at it and say, oh, this speaks to me. And you know, mm-hmm. frankly, I would never walk into a store and buy a beer that talks about that stuff on the
right.
label, you know, unless I knew that, and this is both these women I talked to said the same thing, if they tasted it on tap at a bar and knew that it was a really good beer and didn't just have to take a flyer on the bottle on the shelf based on the package, if they knew it was a good beer, then maybe they'd buy it. But just to walk into a store, see that staring back at you from a store shelf, they would never buy it. And the fact that the brewery would almost go out of its way to say, women, we don't really care if you buy this beer or not, that's what they took more offense at.
Yeah, I think it's quite the story what happened at the Benny's in Lincoln Park, and it's interesting to explore why these breweries are going about this kind of strategy and the repercussions of that strategy. You can read what Josh Noel is writing at ChicagoTribune.com. The article is up there. It's called "Does Craft Beer Have a Sexism Problem? Benny's Rejects Happy Ending." So check that out on ChicagoTribune.com. Josh Noel is a columnist for the Tribune. He covers Chicago beer, one of the greatest beats in all of journalism. So jealous of you, Josh, but I always appreciate you taking a few minutes and talking to us here on WGN.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Great show. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Have a great night. Again, ChicagoTribune.com to see what Josh Noel is writing. Mike Steven here with you until 11 o'clock. We'll take a short break and come right back. This is 720 WGN.